occurred soon after God created the earth and the sky, and which ended with the adversary being cast down into a pit, could be an echo of the same divine struggle other religions remembered according to their own predilections. Before the war of the gods, there was the plain, and before the plain, there was the Neph. The plain, the great machine, eventually imagined Shvetya as its steadfast guardian and servant. In turn, the demon imagined the Washene, the Washane, and the Washone in the likeness of the Neph. These dreamwalking ghosts of the builders were Shvetya's gods. They existed independently of his mind, but not of his existence. They would perish if he perished. And they had had no desire to be called into being in the first instance. Bizarre. I was caught amongst the personifications of aspects of religion in which I could not believe. Here were facts my faith forbid me to accept. Acceptance would damn me forever. Cruel, cruel tricks of the adversary. I had been gifted with a mind that wanted to explore, to find out, to know. And I had been gifted with faith. And now I had been gifted with information that put fact and faith into conflict. I had not been gifted with a priest's slippery dexterity when it came to reconciling the philosophically irreconcilable. But perhaps that was not necessary. Truth and reality seemed to be protean on the plane. There were too many different stories about Kena, Shvetya, and the fortress in the middle. Maybe every story was true, at least part of the time. There was an intellectual exercise of a sacerdotal magnitude. What if my beliefs were completely valid, but only part of the time, and only where I was located myself? What then? How could that be? What could that mean? It meant unpleasant times in the afterlife if I persisted in relaxing my vigilance against heresies. It might be difficult for a woman to achieve paradise, but it would be no trouble at all for her to win a place in Al-Shil. Chapter 97.
That must have been one kick-ass nightmare, Willow Swan told me, kneeling beside me, having just shaken my shoulder to waken me. Not only were you snoring, you were grunting and squeaking and carrying on a conversation with yourself in three different languages.
I'm a woman of many talents. Everybody says so. I shook my head groggily. What time is it? It's still dark.
Another talent emerges. I can't get anything past the old girl.
I grumbled. The priests and the holy books tell us that God created man in his own image, but I've read a lot of holy books, including those of the idolaters, and not once have I found any other evidence that he had a sense of humor, let alone as the kind of person who would try to make jokes before the sun even came up. You're a sick man, Willow Swan. What's going on?
Last night you said we'd have to start early. So Sara thought you meant we should be ready to go as soon as there's light enough to see. So we can get off the plane with plenty of daylight to spare.
Sara is a wise woman. Wake me up when she's ready to go.
I think right now would be a good time to get up, then.
I raised my hands. It was just light enough to see them.
Gather round, people.
Once a reasonable crowd had done so, I explained that each of us who had stayed